It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, it's the first day of August, and all I know is for about 30, I got even more than that, go back into high school, back when 4 years of high school, 4 years of college, me that. For 40 years of my life, I started two-a-day football practice today, August 1st. That was always kind of the sign. And you know, I think back to when I was teaching, we've got summers off, right? June, July, and August off for the most part. But football coaches didn't, because we began football in August 1st. Really, even going back farther than that, when you're a football coach, you work all summer because you have weightlifting and conditioning and all that stuff that goes on trying to prepare the team. But this was, morning, Tyler. Good to see you, Tyrell. This is it, man. August 1st. This is the summer was over. They're all across America, all across Ohio. All my buddies still out there fighting that fight in football field. And I don't miss it. I don't miss it at all. People ask me that. Do you miss coaching? And, I guess I'm supposed to, but I don't. I don't miss it. I enjoy what I'm doing. And I want to start today with, how am I going to pull those up there? Oh, there's one. I can do it, Jared. That's okay. Thanks. Hey, I'm going to acknowledge a couple things that are going on. I've been really encouraged lately. Got my Jesus hat on this morning. I've been really encouraged by, it takes one spark to light a fire, doesn't it? Sometimes you got to blow on it. Sometimes you have to fan it into flames. Sometimes you have to, protect it to get that flame burning. I don't want your sympathy. I've been working hard, maybe not always effectively, but I've been working hard to try to motivate men in particular to get out and do something. For, what is this, 2018, 14, 15 years I've been doing this. I've actually been doing it since 2000, but actively since 2003, somewhere along there. I walked away from teaching and coaching, started doing this. And, I'm starting to see some fruit, and I'm not taking credit for the fruit, but I want to acknowledge some things here this morning that I think are important for us to be aware of, that we're now finding people all across America who are really starting to grab the bull by the horn. By the way, yes, I'm going to talk about pedophilia. Promised I would. And then tomorrow, I got another great show for you tomorrow. I don't let the cat out of the bag on that. I want to acknowledge Chad Estes. Chad Estes is this weekend is having an event at his house. Chad, more than anybody, has really grabbed the bull by the horns. The idea of the Salt and Light Brigade and trying to make that grow down there in Texas. And he's put a lot of time and effort and energy into it. And he's having a gathering at his house this weekend for, I don't know how many are going to be there. I don't even know if Chad's in here with us today. But I just want to acknowledge the hard effort that Chad's putting in, but I also, more than this weekend, because, really, if you haven't already made plans to go to Moody, Texas, you're not going to be able to go now. So, I want to acknowledge that Chad's doing it, but I also want you to know that on September 14th and 15th, that's 6 weeks out, it's going to be another event, a larger event that Chad himself is organizing, September 14th and 15th at what he calls the Estes Ranch down there. I'm going to go. Michelle and I are going to be part of that. It's almost like a little regional event down there. So if you're, I don't care how far you are away. Victor told me he's going to drive in from El Paso. So if you're out in that area, if you're up in the corner of Oklahoma, whatever, we're trying to get people together. We're trying to help people get together and get organized. Because I still am of the belief that something crazy is coming down the road and we're going to need each other. And the whole idea of the Salt and Light Brigade is to get you organized and locally. You got to start out regionally, I guess, to make it happen first. But locally, man, we got to We got to get moving with it. The enemy is still organized. So if you're in the Texas area, we'll get all this stuff up on our website, and I'm going to talk about it even more, but I've kind of neglected it, actually. Chad's on September 14th and 5th. September 14th and 5th. Chad Esses, Texas Salt and Light Brigade. Chad does a great job of, he just does a great job. So those of you going to go there this weekend, praise the Lord, but 14th and 15th. And then Rob Pugh up in Wisconsin. Rob's got an event coming up October 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. And Jared, I sent you this probably, Rob's going to get mad at me because this probably isn't even for public knowledge yet, but I'm going to make it for public knowledge. It's called, I sent the email, says earnestly contending, Jared. See if you can pull that up there, throw that up on the screen as well. This would be my heart's desire, that these things are going on all across America at different times at different places. And Chad, or Rob Pugh sent me last night the rough draft of the flyer that he's putting together. I want you guys to see it right now, man. I want you to see it. Where I'm trying to find it here, Jared. I got to find you on my screen. There's Jared. Is it on the screen? Because I'm not finding it. It's my fault though. I got to find Jared. There he is. Okay, there it is. Okay, look. Rob put this together. This is going to be done on, it's called Earnestly Contending for the Faith. This is anybody up in the Wisconsin area, the Milwaukee area, the Michigan area, up in that northern area, October. You say October? Folks, that isn't that far away. Don't be here before we know it. So get it on your calendar and don't have an excuse for it. Scroll on down there. Okay, this is the, again, flyer that Rob's putting together. Earnestly Contending for the Faith. You should earnest contend for the faith. He's got a picture of a warrior on it. And again, this is his rough draft. But look at that. Combining the efforts of missionary to the preborn, Matt Torwell is going to operate with us. The Salt and Light Brigade, Rusty Thomas, and some people from Operation Save America. And this is going to be a four-day event. Now, if you can't come for all of it, then you can't come from all of it. That's okay. We're going to do the first couple days up in the Marshfield area, which is where Rob and Ray LeBlanc are up there now. Boy, Jared, you turned the light on me there. In the Marshfield area, and then we're going to do 2 days down in the Milwaukee area. And the four different ministries, including Wisconsin Christian News, we're coming together to make this thing happen. So get that on your calendar, as to say, you know, we're trying to plug you guys in to do different things, and these things are popping up all over the place. So I'm going to give you more information about that, but if you're out there right now, mark that down in your calendar book. The October 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th, Rob calling it to push back the forces of darkness in Wisconsin. No, you don't have to be in Wisconsin. There you see 17th and 18th in Marshfield, Friday and Saturday, the 19th and 20th. We're going to be in Milwaukee. Penny's going to be there. Watch for more details coming soon. And Rob, I'm sorry if I'm in trouble for letting the cat out of the bag, but I wanted to give us good notice of that. Okay. And then also, where am I here? Another thing, is Jeff Nell with us today? I don't know if Jeff is with us in here today. Jeff is from out in Reno, Nevada. He's probably not in here with us because it's very early in the morning out there. Although Jeff joins us every day. I want you guys to hear an email that Jeff sent me yesterday. If I can find it. There it is. It's what Jeff Nell wrote to me yesterday. Jared, maybe you can pull that up. I think you have a copy of it as well. Give Jared a second there. It's just kind of stuff that's going on. This pumps me up. You're not the only one out there working, folks. I'm not the only one working. There are others that are actively, earnestly contending for the faith, which was once delivered to the saints. It's going on. Here's what Jeff, this is the email I got from Jeff. And Jeff, I'm sorry you're not up this morning. I know you are. You're in here with us many different mornings. Jeff said, I went to a 9:30 a.m. medical appointment at the VA hospital in Reno. I left to get there early because of the traffic. It was too early. The traffic was very light. So I decided to go after the appointment was to go to the VA and complain about posting the Human Rights Campaign LGBT poster throughout the complex. There was not much staff. There's not much staff can do because the order came from on high. The VA would put me on record that I made a complaint. Roll on down, Jared. After the appointment, feeling good about the positive results, By the way, I wore the hat and shirt. He's dressed in his garb. And the technician wanted to talk about God plus prophecies. Wow, huh? Anyway, after eating a Western omelet at the canteen, I prayed to God, asking where I should go next. He sent me to Planned Parenthood. And there were a couple of hecklers. But the best part is two women, Washquanta and April, came out to speak to me. Not at the same time, though. Both were believers with similar stories. It's funny, I did not ask pertinent questions, and they just revealed their personal situation. I offered prayer, and Washquanta accepted, and April declined. April said, a lot of people are praying for her already. Thanks anyway. And after preaching and met with my lawyer's assistants, I gave a deposition on what happened at the homosexual parade, then went home. This all took me 1 hour and 10 minutes. Then he said this, that's my report. Past assault is my family in Christ. Your show's at 4 a.m. here. That's probably why he's not up. I may be there or may not. Too tired from the trip to Reno and back. See you in the queue. So I just want to acknowledge that other guys are doing stuff out there, and Jeff's doing stuff. And I just realized, Jared, I forgot one more thing. Let's go back there. Jared, let's go to back to OSA Spokane. Again, now you guys up there and who probably aren't listening live, but I know we've got listeners taking part with this. Operation Save America has called an emergency rally in Spokane, Washington. Now, that's hard for a lot of people to get to because we just did the event in Indianapolis, and people, you know, spent a lot of money coming, and flights to Spokane and all that stuff. It's a lot. But on August 11th and 12th, that's coming up here in 10 days, Church Arise, Operation Save Spokane. Folks, if you are up in that area and you're in the Washington area, Oregon area, I'm sure Jeff Nell will hear this. They need you in Spokane, Washington. That area is so dark up through there. So, so dark. And there's some good folks at in Operation Save America that are striking out and trying to wake up the church. Here's the details. Operation Save America will be heading to the next battlefield to liberate America from blood guiltiness that's savaging our nation. Local pastors, churches, abolition societies, and OSA will work in conjunction to begin the process of eradicating the evil of abortion. They're driving a stake in the ground in Spokane. Prayerfully spread the vision mission throughout the entire state of Washington. There it is, August 11th and 12th. I wish I could go, but we're already booked. Oh, we're in New York. I can hear the watch. The theme, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. So, now, there's another thing that you can get involved with. You can email me if you want more information. But I feel good in my heart that our efforts to try to inspire people to get out and do something are bearing some fruit. And one more thing. Sorry, this is not a public service announcement. The homosexual deviant parade in Mansfield, Ohio, this Saturday at 11 a.m. I'm going to be there. Others are going to be there. If you're in the Ohio area, if you're within a couple hours drive of Mansfield, Ohio, we could use you up there. It won't be a huge parade like we saw in Columbus. It won't be. Mansfield is about 60 miles north of Columbus. And Mansfield, the homos are trying to drive a flag, stake into the ground, a flag into the ground in Mansfield. This is a second or third attempt they've had it, and it's actually a pretty strong ministry association up there that is fighting against it. So, Jared, I thought I'd given you a Facebook page on that, but I probably haven't. I'll get you more information here as we go throughout the week. Mansfield, Ohio. By the way, Mansfield, Ohio is where they filmed the movie in the Mansfield Reformatory. What was that thing with oh, my goodness. Sometimes your brain works and sometimes it doesn't. Somebody help me out. What movie was filmed in?
Shawshank Redemption.
Thank you, Roger. The Shawshank Redemption was filmed there at Mansfield Reformatory. So that's another thing on the plate. Got a lot of good stuff going on our plate. So throw all that out there. And I've heard from a couple, three people already, and we're working. This is exciting, making it exciting in my heart. People want to do stuff. I've heard, got three contacts right now. Coach, can you come here? Coach, can you come here? Yeah, we can. We can. We can come there. So we'll work to make that happen. Anybody for the good of the group, Chad, Jeff, Rob, anybody want to jump in here and say something before we move on here?
Dave, Chad here. I just want to say, look, I'm just the front man, you know. I mean, there's so many people behind the scenes that are helping to make it, and it's you guys in the queue. It's you guys listening to the show on YouTube, Facebook, the guys that are doing it on the internet. You're the ones that are coming and showing it up and making all of these assemblies worthwhile. And you're the one making them successful and things like that. So, you know, the credit is not me. I just am not comfortable with that. I just, you know, the credit goes to you guys. You know, that's what makes this whole the queue here successful, is everybody being in here and having some input and giving their opinion and, you know, whatever the Holy Spirit is leading them to. So, hey, I tip my hat to all of you.
Amen, Chad. Well, it is what it is. Somebody has to be in charge, right? So Chad's in charge. He's doing a really great job with it. And listen, folks, I try to help with the expenses at every one of these events. So if you can't go, and you can go online and give us $20 to help it make a difference for us there as well. Anybody else? David Arthur. David, maybe you can come in here real quick, Alphabet Man, and explain to us. You're speaking on Wednesday night in conjunction with this Mansfield, Ohio event. Is that right, Dave?
Right. Tonight at the City Center in Mansfield at.
But listen, by the way, David, I don't know if you guys know this. This is Tom Dunn's hometown, Mansfield, Ohio. You know, we talk about the videos, and Tom's a videographer. It's just right in his backyard. And David's.
Yeah, he'll probably be there tonight and on Saturday. Okay. But tonight is at 4 p.m. at the City Center building. And then after the City Center building, that's going to be the group that is actually going into the parade, or that went last year, or that wants to go this year. And so they're just they're going to show a video, and then they're going to have like a Q&A, and then I'm going to share. And they're printing up the I'm Gay, You Can Be Too track. And, you know, and then after that is the Berean Baptist Church at 7 p.m. in Mansfield. And that's going to be testimony and Q&A as well.
So, David, as far as we know, they can't make it up there tonight. This event's going off on Saturday at 11 o'clock.
Right. And if there is a prayer walk on Friday night, on Friday afternoon, and then Saturday morning throughout the afternoon, it looks like the one in Mansfield is trying to have an all-day event. And most of them plan on being there all day long.
Okay. Well, David, I want you to stay right there a minute, because I'm going to weave into something that folks, listen, I know we don't want to believe this, okay? But yet maybe we're beginning to come to the realization of it. I want to talk to you today about the normalization of pedophilia. And if we would just stop a minute, some of you older than me, or at least as old as me, if we just go back and we begin to think about the progression of sexual deviancy in my lifetime alone. Now, I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. And I understand that for generations, there has been incestual pedophilia that's been taking place in families. We all know that. Uncles, where do we think the idea years ago, laughing, dirty old man, remember that dirty old man? Where did the idea of a dirty old man come from? Well, the idea of a dirty old man came from the idea that, not the idea, but the actual activity that dirty old men were molesting little kids. And for the most part, the molestation of little kids was taking place probably inside the family or very close-knit relatives for the most part. And it's never been approved. You know, my wife could tell a story that I'm not letting the cat out of the bag, Michelle. She was never molested. Her father warned her about certain members in the extended family. Be careful around so-and-so. Be careful. So it was kind of an unspoken thing that was always going on. Didn't make it right. The reality of it. And we could probably go down through here, and truth be told, there are probably some women and some men who maybe were at some point dingled by a relative as a young child, a cousin. So this stuff's real, right? We know this stuff's real. But like everything else, evil continues to take ground. It continues to take ground. And I could be wrong. Right Wing Watch just beats me up all the time, but it's okay. They don't get it. Folks, listen. David Arthur has confirmed to me, and with a couple of the transsexual, homosexual guys he's met out on the streets recently, began to talk about them. Homosexuals are recruited. And how are you recruited? You're recruited through pedophilia. David, can you take a minute and talk about just that aspect? Hang on a minute, David, before you do. Hang on. Let me finish the thought. So back all through the 60s and the 70s and molestations taking place, and every once in a while you would hear about some teacher molesting. Yeah, but you know, folks, we didn't really hear much about little kindergartners. Listen, back in my days when before I was saved, and like every good, healthy, good, that's not the right word, every true-blooded male, we all looked at pornography. I remember the first porno book I ever saw was a Playboy. I don't know how I got it. I remember I couldn't have been maybe 11 years old. I remember that vividly. Probably I remember it vividly because it's probably something spiritual that took place. Some type of demonic influence began to, I mean, I don't know, portal was open for sure, right? But back then, guys, we didn't, the pornography wasn't little kids. The pornography was women. It was women, men dingling women. That's what it was. And then slowly over time, if you were dabbled in pornography at all, you know, the pornography went from men dangling women to men dangling men. Next thing you knew, men are dangling men in pornography. And the guy, that's sick. That's weird. And, you know, and then out of the explosion of that comes the homosexual movement and gay this and gay that, and stuff begins to pop up all over everywhere. See, starts underground. And when you feed that demon and you feed that beast, it grows and it grows and grows. Whatever you feed grows stronger. Whatever you starve dies. And the American government, whoever made the decision, they had a war on drugs. How about a war on pornography? How about a war? See, they declared pornography to be free speech, right? Free. What kind of government does that, other than something very, very sinister going on in there? So the more, when you legalize something, you get more of it. And as a result of it, we have more legalization of pornography today, except now the pornography is somehow seeping in. Well, we remember when they used to talk about dirty old men. Now the pornography is seeped into little kids. Start out with child pornography. Child, by the way, being anyone under the age of 18. Child pornography. And then we found out that there was a real appetite for child pornography. And then we began to hear about pedophilia and pedophiles. And then more and more, all this stuff. You understand it continues to grow and continue to blossom. And I'm telling you here and now that this is the next explosion of deviant sexual behavior that is about to be normalized. Now, David, help me out here, because you're the one that brought this up. This whole idea of, you call it LGBT, you always put the P at the end of it, because pedophilia is now at the heart of this whole movement. Go ahead, Dave.
Pedophilia is always been part of the movement. And when you're recruited, majority of victims become victimizers. The majority of those who are recruited become recruiters. It's the process. It's that what they call in that movement, the circle of life. It's just how it goes. But right now you have people that are standing up and speaking out for protecting the rights of pedophiles, calling them child, minor attracted people, MAPS, M-A-P-S, minor attracted people. A lot of people don't have a clue that in 2012, they changed the definition in the American Psychiatric Association, the APA book. They changed the definition from a mental disorder to a child-adult relationship, and then they received from a lot of negative feedback. And so what they did was they rearranged the wording, but it still says it's a child-adult attraction or relationship. And so a lot of people don't realize that. And that was all part of the plan, because the LGBT movement by itself, which is the pedophile movement, but the LGBT movement by itself has already laid the foundation for now, for the pedophile part of their movement to stand up and say, well, if they get rights, then we have the same rights. We can marry. And now, and then, so soon what SCOTUS will be voting on is adult child marriage. That's what they'll be voting on next. And so you'll have that dirty old man that'll be able to marry some 8-year-old little boy.
It'll be adult child sex first, David. That's what it'll
right.
be.
Right.
It'll have to be the legalization of it. Folks, just look at what's happened with the gay movement, right? And understand this. Look at the gay movement as a spirit, okay? The expanding of a spirit, the expanding of a fire. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Craig just says it's in Islam. Of course it's in Islam. Because why?
Absolutely.
Because the enemy wants to destroy the little children made in the image of God, okay? Come on, man.
Dave, it's clear that we're under judgment, and it's part of judgment. And just like this pedophilia is coming into the thing, is that it's going to be the same thing with bestiality. 10 years down the road, people are going to marry a horse.
That's right.
You don't watch it, you don't do something.
In Islam, Sharia law has no minimum age for consensual sex with girls. And there have been very recently... some of their big imams around the world have been saying men can marry girls at any age. We just choose to use the age of 6 or 7 because that's the example the Prophet Muhammad gave us.
Okay, now here, listen, now, folks, let me make this connection because I think it's important that we understand. I got a couple of videos I want to show you here in just a second. here's what we have to understand. That this evil is so vast and so all-inclusive. Pedophilia has now led into what they call a blending of what they call child trafficking. And pedophilia, what started out, are you ready for this term? Innocently enough, as adult child sex molestation, is now moving to the actual trafficking of children. What do you mean traffic? Well, you know what I'm talking about, right? Children being sold more than for sex, being sold for body parts, for satanic rituals. See, guys, this is the truth. I'm sorry if you don't believe this. I'm sorry if you don't. I'm sorry if your pastor never talks about this stuff. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. This is one of the great, great issues of our day. And the average man in the pulpit will not talk about it. Now, we allowed them to bring homosexuality into the church, accept it into the church. We allowed them to bring homosexual marriage into the church because, by the way, Jesus loves everybody. And he's certain who are we to judge. And we wouldn't want to do it. Guys, the next thing coming into the church is pedophilia coming into the church. Why? Because the people were born that way. They were born that way. That's the way God made them. And the churches who have no power in the churches at all, the churches are going along. Jared, pull up here on the stuff I sent you, targeting youth pastors. You want to find something? You want something that is absolutely, well, it's the same thing. Hey, we better wake up. We better wake up. Are we gonna let them do to America with pedophilia what they did with sodomy, with butt sex? Are we gonna let them do that next now to children? Normalize what is it, David? MAPS, minor attracted persons, just born that way. I just like to have dingling little girls, little boys. We're gonna let them. Is that gonna be okay? That's what's coming. So I came across this morning. Look on your screen right now. We know what Revoice is, right? We know what Revoice is. It's the homosexual movement being moving deeply, deeply, deeply into the Baptist church. Okay, that's what's going on here. This is posted. Look at this. They're Beyond Revoice Part 1, recruiting youth pastors to target teenagers in church. Now, not to molest the kids. That's not what this is about. Targeting youth pastors to teach the youth that it's okay. Now, Jared, scroll, rather than reading this whole article, scroll down to the bottom. This is July 5th. Scroll on down here. It goes through the whole thing. It talks about, look at this. Look at this. Look at these. Right, they're right there. These are the guys who are doing the teaching at this Revoice conference. Here's Nate Collins. He has his PhD from the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. Scroll down, Jared. He is the president and founder. Whoops, went too far, man. Sorry. There he is. He's the president and founder of Revoice. He's the president and founder of Revoice, which the Southern Baptists have now embraced, an evangelical organization that supports, encourages, and empowers gay, lesbian, same-sex attracted, and other LGBT Christians so they can flourish while observing the historic Christian doctrines of marriage and sexuality. This guy is leading this into the Southern Baptist Convention, speaking from his own experience as a gay man, listen to this, in a mixed orientation marriage. You tell me that's not from the pit of hell? Pastor? Collins is committed to helping faith communities include LGBT people in the family life of the church. He's the author of All But Invisible, exploring identity questions at the intersection of faith, gender, and sexuality. Nate has been married to his wife, Sarah, for 13 years, and they have 3 children, but he dingles men outside of the marriage. And then another guy is Gregory Coles. Well, here's Gregory. Gregory, these are the guys leading it. Gregory Coles is a piano player, a baker, a writer, a worship leader, and a PhD candidate in English, not necessarily in that order. He grew up on the Indonesian Isle of Jaya, where he fell in love with language, learning his older brother's essay, blah, 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 blah. His fiction exploratory writing have been published by Penguin. His academic research on Reddit, go on down, Jared, I'm sorry. Personal note. As a researcher broke the Revoice concern, it should be noted that those concerns are even greater now, given to the intentional targeting of teens in our church. Two homos leading the charge to Revoice. Okay? You with me, guys? This stuff is at the door. Now, Coach, say, Coach, why are you saying this? Because if we don't stop it, this is the next sexual deviancy acceptance by the church. Somebody come in here.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
Isn't that why all this stuff is going on with the border and the children and all this stuff? Because maybe Chad can answer that, but isn't all that why they're fighting Trump on this? Because a lot of it's the pedophilia and stuff that's going on down there.
Absolutely. And what we find out now is that most of those kids they're saying separated their parents at the border didn't even come with their parents. It's child trafficking. And child trafficking for what? Well, some of it's pedophilia, some of it's body parts, some of it, who knows what it's all for. And see, it's about the normalization of all of the. Can't you guys see what the enemy's doing? Wait a minute. I know you can. But the average person you go to church with can't see it. They have no clue. They don't understand it because why? It's all about emotions and feelings.
Because they're blocking it all out. That's what it is. They're blocking it all out. They can't countenance the fact that all of this stuff is going on. We're dried up their supplies. We dried up their domestic supplies, and now they have to get foreign supplies for their adrenochrome.
That's right, brother. That's right.
And Coach, let me say this about Revoice. Revoice, what a lot of people don't understand, they're not just like homosexuals that are married to other homosexuals, and you know, in their eyes, these men and these women, they're taking it further because they're trying to admit that the act of homosexuality is a sin or isn't natural, and so that you can identify as this sin but not engage in it. And so, but what is the word said that even those who promote it, even if you're not engaging in it, you're just as guilty, you know? And so Revoice is a bunch of homosexuals of sodomites and child molesters that are saying, well, the act is unnatural, so we won't do it. That's why these men are married and are having children, because they're trying to make it normal. Yes. And so they're showing you what the God ordained family unit is, one man, one woman, and then having children. But they're also at the same time trying to, what Craig said was perfect, they're trying to revoice God. They're trying to give God a new direction.
Jared has pulled it up on our screen, folks. Jared's the best at what he does. Revoice 2018, right from the website, supporting, encouraging, and empowering gay, lesbian, same-sex attracted, and other LGBTQ Christians.
Yeah, there's the lie right there.
You guys know any Christian adulterers? Do you know any Christian molesters? Do you know any Christian thieves?
They can't say pedophile. They'd be going to jail.
Yeah, they can't. They're heading that way. They're trying to normalize it. LGBT Christians, so they can flourish while observing the historic Christian doctrine of marriage and sexuality. Let me make a point here very quickly. You can have homosexual tendencies and be celibate. See, that's what, in my opinion, this is just my opinion. That's what's happened in the Catholic Church. The greatest desire a man has is to eat and to have sex. That's it. And I don't care who you are. You get in your 18, 19, you get into those male reproductive years. And for you to think that you can on your own hold down this sexual urge. Is there any wonder why there's a flourishing of pedophilia in the Catholic Church? Mm-hmm. It's the most unnatural thing that you could ever do, to tell a man not to reproduce. It's unbelievable, right? And so it's led to all of this pedophilia in the Catholic Church. Somewhere along the line, young guys understood that they could, if they were homosexual and they had a calling to serve the Lord, they could go be priests and be able to do both. Hey, you're grown ups, aren't you? You know that I'm telling you the truth, right? Except now they're trying to normalize it into the evangelical world as well. Now, it's called a new community down here. He says, gather together with other gender and sexual. Boy, that's a pot for a recipe for success, isn't it? Gather together with other gender and sexual minorities and those who love them and experience a new kind of gospel. How about that? A new kind of gospel community. I bet that'd be a new kind. Listen to and learn from and participate in conversations with speakers who bring a nuanced perspective to the table discussion. Look at this one. A diverse collection. Benefit from curated. I got to move this here. I'm sorry. You guys can't see my screen. I can. Oh, I hit the wrong button. No. Somebody read that for me, because mine's covered. Unless I go up here.
From curated presentations on a wide variety of topics related to the LGBTQ experience and the historic Christian sexual ethic.
There you are, boys and girls. There's what they're after, that historic Christian sexual ethic. And what is that, Hoster? How about man and woman in the context of marriage? How about that?
Amen.
That's it, isn't it? Isn't that,
you know, Coach? I use the P at the end of LGBT for pedophile, but the reason I started using that was because the LGBT movement, before they added Q, they were toying with adding P for pedosexual. And because they got such a negative feedback and such a people started attacking them, they said, oh, we would never do that. That was probably some troll trying to give the LGBT a bad name. But they were going to make it pedosexual P. And so that's why I use the P, because I want people to understand that that's what the movement is. It is the pedophile movement.
They have to recruit them. They have to recruit them, David. They have to recruit them. Stay with me, folks. Jared, let's go to on that stuff I sent you. It says pedo worldwide. Hey, folks, this is right here in our neighborhoods. This is worldwide. I'm just going to throw this up here. I'm not going to read it, but I want you to see this. This is a former, I don't know what's wrong at the top of this, a pedophile world news, elite wife blows whistle on pedophile ring at highest heights. July 29th, 2008. We're not going to get into this. The widow of a high-level politician has blown the whistle on her late husband. He's dead, claiming he was part of an international political pedophile ring that went to the highest heights you can imagine. So, see, we can laugh about this. We can call it fake news. Hey, dudes, this is happening as sure as we're sitting here. It's happening right here in our communities and trying to be normalized into the church. Who are you to judge, brother? Brother, they're born that way. Love your neighbor. Don't be judgmental. Yeah, that's the dude who's dead now. He was a high. We can make this article available. Okay, so hang on. Not done with it yet, Jared. Let's go to the TED Talk. I don't know if you guys have seen this or not. I saw this about 2 weeks ago, and I about gagged. I want to show you just a few minutes of this. I don't know if you guys know what TED is, but they do a series of lectures. So here is this graduate student, I think. Maybe she's got a PhD now. I don't know. And she does this presentation to a religious organization. And what do you suppose she's saying? We have to stop being so judgmental. We have to accept these people because it's an unchangeable sexual orientation. Anyone could be born that way. And listen as we listen. Listen how they play on your emotions, that we've got to quit being so mean to these people. Jared, scroll on down. There's a video here at the bottom. I want you to play a little bit. Yeah, start it right there, bud. It makes me want to throw something through the TV. It's 13 minutes long. We won't watch it all.
Let me tell you about Jonas. Jonas is 19 years old. He studies law in Munich. In his spare time, he likes to play soccer. Jonas has a secret which he thinks he cannot share with anyone, not even with his best friend or with his parents. He's just too afraid of anger, rejection, and repulsion. Jonas knows that he has to suppress his sexual drive for his entire life. And he also knows that there will never be a loving and fulfilling partnership that he can enter.
Poor guy.
Because Jonas is a pedophile. He's only attracted to female children between the ages of 6 and 12 years.
Comment, Jared. Pause that. Did you notice she threw in there female children? Did you catch that? Huh? You think he's only attracted to female children? I was born at night. It wasn't last night. Keep going. Poor Jonas.
But since he's aware of the consequences for the children, he has never given in to his sexual drive.
Sure he hasn't.
What is pedophilia? And what is it not?
Well,
in the ICD-10, the International Classification System for Illnesses, pedophilia is coded as the sexual preference for pre-adolescent children. It is listed under the sexual disorders. Whether the persistent occurrence of sexual thoughts and feelings for pre-adolescent children have been acted upon or not is not relevant to the diagnosis. Like every other sexual orientation, pedophilia can have different characteristics. For example, it can be heterosexual, it can be homosexual, bisexual. Some pedophiles are exclusively attracted to children. Others are not exclusively attracted to children, but they're also sexually interested in adults. But their main sexual interest lies within children. Only if this main sexual interest is given, we talk about pedophilia. The vast majority of all pedophiles are men, about 99%. Within the male population, 1 to 2% are considered to be pedophiles. This translates to about 60 million people worldwide. This is as much as the population of Italy or of South Africa. Therefore, pedophilia is not an irrelevant phenomenon we can't simply ignore. Chances every one of you knows at least one pedophile are higher than that you don't know anyone. We haven't found out yet why pedophilia occurs. There are biological, social, and psychological factors to it.
But you're born
it occurs now. Unrelated to social economical status and unrelated to educational level. So generally speaking, anyone could be born a pedophile. It is crucial to understand the difference between pedophilia and child sexual abuse, which is illegal and must always be.
Yeah.
Pedophilia is only the sexual preference for pre-adolescent children.
Oh, okay.
The difference between child sexual abuse and pedophilia becomes very obvious when we look at scientific studies. Think about it for yourself. What do you think? What percentage of child molesters are pedophiles? Have a guess. Is it 20%? 40, 60, maybe even 80%? In fact, scientific studies indicate that only 20 to 30% of all child molesters are pedophiles. The vast majority of perpetrators are not pedophiles, but they're sexually interested in adults. Children can easily become victims of child sexual abuse because of their loyalty and because of ease of access. For example, a stepfather might abuse a stepdaughter because he feels anger or jealousy towards her mother. Not every pedophile abuses children, and not everyone who abuses children is a pedophile. Differentiating between these two groups is essential. Let me be very clear here. Abusing children is wrong, without any doubt. But a pedophile who doesn't abuse children has done nothing wrong.
Okay, Jaron. Jaron. Is this from the pit of hell? And see, I want to open. I'm going to open up the gate here a second. Made up statistics. 2%, 60 million. She quotes them. What percentage of them are actually? Well, she makes up more statistics. Nobody really knows. But really, deep down inside, most pedophiles are really, really nice people. They're just really nice people, and they just really, really like little kids. And of course, nobody wants to abuse a little kid. But we have to accept these people because they're born that way, and Jesus would accept them, and God loves them. And
Coach, like, yeah. There's so many things that are wrong with that. I've seen parts of that already. I'm sick that they
watch
even
the rest of it, watch the rest of it.
But there's so many people that say, well, the majority of pedophiles are heterosexual. And, well, let me just say this. All pedophiles are heterosexual because all homosexuals all pedophiles are heterosexual because all homosexuals are heterosexual because heterosexual is our design. And so everybody, there's no difference there. There's no argument there.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's pedophilia is just a sin. It's the magnitude of that temptation is no different than the magnitude of the temptation of homosexuality, gambling, murdering, covetousness, whatever. And anyone that not only abuses but fantasizes about abusing a child is a pedophile.
Preach it. Preach it.
She's sickening that she can stand there and say not all people that abuse children are pedophiles and not all pedophiles. That's garbage. That's nonsense. She is an agent from the pits of hell.
Amen.
And anybody who even thinks about a child in that manner is a pedophile. But also, let me say this, that pedophiles are forgivable. Their acts are forgivable, just as homosexuals and murderers and drunkards and anybody else, they are forgivable, but not unless they see Jesus. Because this isn't a mental disorder, just like it's not an orientation. It's a sin, and it's a stronghold, and it's a bondage. And believe me, folks, I know this bondage. I know that stronghold. And I know what it leads you to, and I know what it leads your mind to. And what I'm saying is that that homosexuals and pedophiles and people who do bestiality and all the other nonsense and garbage, they're all forgivable, and they are in need of forgiveness. But this garbage that she's spewing, that's an agent of the devil, and that's somebody who wants to normalize pedophilia so that they can have your children. Transhumanism, it's all over it.
It's all about the destruction of those made in the image of God. See, yes. The serpent against the sin of the woman. Can we see this? And are we going to raise up a standard? See, we ought to have a house cleaning in the church already. We ought to be going to churches and holding pastors to account who are calling this stuff normal and accepting people. We ought already be doing that, see? This is sweet folks. This is the Southern Baptist Convention. This isn't the Episcopal Church. This isn't some lost Methodist denomination. This is the Southern Baptists that are permitting this stuff to come in. Somebody come on in. Jared, go to Romans 1. Go ahead. Somebody else, come on in here. Can't you guys? I know we can see it. I keep saying you guys. I know you guys get it or you wouldn't be here. I know you do. The question is, what are we going to do about
it? Children are not sex toys, and do not accept pedophilia as some kind of sexual orientation. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in the world. It's not an orientation. It's a perversion. It's, you know, forget it.
Hey, folks, listen. A sin, a sickness is not sin. Cancer is not a sin. Emphysema is not a sin, right? Getting the flu is not a sin, right? That's not a sin. That's a sickness. Folks, homosex pedophilia is a behavior. A behavior you can or you cannot control. Is it an urge? Okay, yeah, let's say it's an urge. I would even go as far as to say that it's a demonically influenced urge. But nonetheless, you can choose to do it or you can choose to not do it. So if you are choosing to do it, you're not sick. You're sinning. Come on, church. If you are sick, then there is a cure for it.
You know what they did? Know what they did, Coach? They made it and they gave people an excuse when they started with the AA, saying that alcoholism and drug addiction are diseases. Which, well, if I have a disease and if I fall again, then it's because I have a disease. But if once you admit it and see it as a sin and you don't do it and you don't think about doing it and you resist it, then it will leave you. And so it's the same thing. So if they make this a disorder or a disease or and then they make it you're born that way, then everybody has an excuse to go out and molest and rape little children.
Hey, Jared, go to Ephesians 6. I said Romans 1. I just changed to Ephesians 6. Holy Spirit just prompted me. I want you guys to see this, okay? Do you guys see how in the news, how the news makes fun of sexual sins? Have you ever noticed that? Sexual sins aren't bad unless it's Judge Roy Moore doing it or if it's Donald Trump doing it. If Bill Clinton's doing it, it's just, you know, well, everybody does it. If Trump does it, it's the worst thing that could ever happen, right? Right? Well, look at this. I'm in Ephesians 6, starting verse 10, Jared. Folks, I want you to see this. Lord, please help them see this, Lord. Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. See, folks, it's not just individual sin. Do you understand this? It is individual sin, but don't you understand that it's the rulers of the darkness of this world? It's the ruler of the darkness of this world. So it starts out just as homosexuality, or starts out just as grandpa, dirty old man, grandpa molesting his granddaughter. It starts out as that, but the rulers of darkness against this world, the spiritual wickedness in high places, make it become universal. We just read about this politician. His wife said it's everywhere in high echelons of government. Power and sex, they go hand in hand. Power and sex go hand in hand. And therefore, power, high places, spiritual darkness, wicked rulers, high places is now manifesting all across the way. That it's just not pedophilia anymore, but it's child trafficking and child sex and child recruitment and the destruction of the seed of the woman, the seed of the woman, the little child made in the image of God. It's a worldwide principality attack upon the seed of God.
Amen, coach. Amen.
And it's getting broader and broader and broader and broader and broader, and there is no resistance to it. In fact, the stinking church, as we're seeing here, is opening its doors to it and accepting it. Why? Spiritual wickedness in high places. Can I tell you? A lot of churches don't even believe in that spiritual wickedness. They don't believe that a child can become a homosexual through demonic influence. They don't even, they don't even believe it.
What's a high place in a church?
Pardon me?
What's a high place in a church? That's the pulpit.
That is.
That's where the wickedness is, right?
That's where the attack is coming. And the high in the church won't even acknowledge that it's going on. Folks, this is at the root of it. Destroy the children. It's at the root of it. That's why the Lord said, suffer not the little children. Bring the little children unto me. That's why Jesus said it'd be better for you. They put a millstone around your neck and threw you into the deepest part of the ocean than to let them do that to a little kid. Now we're doing it before they even get out of the womb. The churches can't see it. The churches don't understand the spiritual battle that we're fighting. I felt that. Couple minutes. Come on in.
Hey, Coach. I agree that...
Hey, listen. I can't watch that, Coach. He swears. Who the hell? I can't watch him. No, they're dingling your grandkids. They're dingling the kid next door, and you don't even care. Come on in. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Hey, listen, it's coming from the organizations that run these denominations, like the Southern Baptist Convention. And there's no way that gal that we just listened to, two gentlemen that you showed that article from the Southern Baptist Convention, can say and do what they're doing unless they are controlled by handlers or demonic spirits that are influencing them to do that. There's no way that some girl with a PhD can stand up and promote that in that way unless she's demonically charged.
Amen, Jim. And there's no way that they can do it in the Baptist church unless the leadership is demonically controlled. No way it can happen.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Evil spirits, where? In high places. And we give honor and glory. See, the Lord says, give honor to whom honor is due. Can I tell you something? There's some people standing in positions of authority in the church that aren't due honor.
Hey, Coach. They're not due
honor. They don't deserve it.
Coach, so we got to turn up our TVs. These people, these celebrities, over 90% of these celebrities are into this child trafficking, this child murder. They murder these kids for adrenochrome. They do this. Stop watching and turn your TVs off. Please turn your TVs off.
Vince, pastors won't even talk about it. They won't even talk about it because they've become convinced, like this little demon from hell. They're born that way. This poor guy, he just wants to love children. That's all he wants to do. Oh, no. Male children. He just wants to love little girls. How freaking
stupid. Well, it's a demon that's having the access to children. That's what it is. They're pandemonium.
Yeah, Craig mentioned in the text about the CUIC churches. Now, they're the ones that are probably spearheading this enlightening movement and everything. And I just want to remind everyone again that the CUIC churches, their denominational leadership has signed and agreed to a document, put their signatures on a document. And one of the things they put their signatures is there's other saviors other than Jesus. Now, I'm just going to real quick here, just go through the member denominations of the CUIC, because some of you sitting here or listening to this show might be sitting in one of those satanic social clubs calling themselves a church.
And what's a CUIC?
CUIC stands for Churches Uniting in Christ. Sounds like a great name, not doesn't it? But do some research on it. The African Methodist Episcopal Church is a member. The African Methodist Episcopal is a member. The Christian Church, these are the ones called Disciples of Christ, you know, the first Christian church in your town, they're members. The Episcopal Church, the whole ball of wax.
Larry, we're running out of time. I appreciate it, man. We're over. Listen, Didaka Demonoia! Doctrines of demons infiltrating the church. Every Southern Baptist watching us right now ought to be holding a sign out in front of their church. No to pedophilia. No. No.
That's right.
The devil's
out. Amen.
The devil's coming to church, boys. He's already there.
He's already there.
He's already there. Gotta run. God bless you. See you tomorrow.